Welcome to this new episode of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Tyler Avila, joined along with my partner in crime, Trent Mast. Trent, stop yawning. You're making me tired. But how was your weekend, my dude?
It was pretty long, having two games back to back within like 24 hours of each other. So
I feel that. I feel that. So we'll be discussing those two games along with all the other games that happened this weekend. But I do want to point out that today is Sunday, and this episode is airing on a Monday. I will not be on campus after like 3 o'clock on Monday. Me and a buddy got tickets over the summer, and we are going to Monday Night Raw in Columbus. Yes, I am a big wrestling nerd, for those of you who do not know this. So if you want to talk wrestling with me and you're listening to this, go right ahead. We can talk all day. Forewarning, yes, there is a women's soccer game being played today. So if you're wondering why we don't have a recap of that game when this show airs tomorrow, that is because the game hasn't happened yet while we are recording. The women's soccer team plays Goshen at 4 o'clock today on this Sunday, and we will be done, and I will be at my fantasy football draft by that time. So we are going to take our first break of the day. When we come back, we will discuss what happened in the world of cross country, golf, and men's soccer.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam. On 96.1 The Wit.
If there's one issue that defines our times, it's the issue of gender roles, women's rights, and what it means to even be a woman today. In Bluffton University's Women's Circle, you can join the conversation about women and gender issues on campus and all over the world. Women's Circle also develops community by creating a fun and relaxed space through conversation and sharing. If you want to make a difference, or if you believe there's a strong gap between genders that needs to be repaired, you need to join the Women's Circle. Bluffton University's Women's Circle meets once a month at Julie DeGraw's house on a Sunday evening at 6. Students can contact Leandra Thomas by email at tholca@bluffton.edu or Vice President Lucas Keller at kelajla@bluffton.edu.
From Salzman to Sauter, we are 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. So the three sports that we're covering in this first segment will be the cross-country team, who had their opening race on Friday at the Nature Preserve. We'll be discussing golf, both men's and women's side. They've each had their invitationals on Saturday, and some are going on right now as we are recording. And then men's soccer, they started off the year pretty good. They're now 1-1, but hey, they finally got that win. Start the season off on the right foot. So let's start with cross. The cross country team, as I mentioned, they opened their 2018 campaign at the Nature Preserve Invitational on Friday. The women's team came home with a solid third place finish, trailing nationally ranked Ohio Northern and only 13 points behind Division II foe, the University of Findlay. I unfortunately did not get a chance to get out to the meet as I was busy preparing the show for Friday. But as I'm looking at these results, these ladies and the men ran pretty well. I mean, you need a base to start off the season, and this isn't a bad base for what these Beavers brought. Bluffton had three women place inside the top 20. They were led by the senior, Jenny Mattson, with a 10th place finish and a time of 20 minutes and 33 seconds. She was followed closely by junior Alexis Cash Money, and sophomore Kimberly Hetrick, as they finished in the 18th and 20th positions, respectively. Senior Tammy Groff and sophomore Bailey Barrington rounded out the scoring five for the Beavers with finishes of 24th and 27th. Alexis Cash finished the meet with a time of 21.06. Kimberly Hetrick finished the race with a time of 21.12. And Tammy Groff finished the race with a time of 21.38. So not bad. And Bailey Bennington, I should say, I forgot to mention her. Bailey, she finished the meet with a time of 21:56. So having your top scoring five right there in a, I mean, they're not sporadically spread out. They're within 10th through 27th place. That's pretty good. And that's where you want your top five girls. You want your top five girls around the same, like the same places. Like you want them bunched. So when it comes down to the scoring, you have a better shot of being within the top five or top 10, depending on how big the meet is and how fast the runners are. On the men's side, Bluffton was led by senior Jonah Eckert with a great first meet showing, finishing 16th overall in the race and 10th out of collegiate runners with a 6-kilometer time of 20 minutes and 7 seconds. Following Eckert were juniors Dakota Frost and Connor Gulick. They finished within 10 seconds of each other as the second and third placers for the Beavers. Dakota Frost finished with a time of 22:16, and Connor Gulick finished with a time of 22:25. Rounding out the Beavers, Jacob Hill finished with a time of 23:56, and Michael Lehman finished with a time of 24:14. Also, the freshman, Austin Hernandez, finished with a time of 27:26. Now, that's not a bad time for a collegiate runner, his first race as a freshman. Because it's a 6K. 6K is a little longer than a 5K, obviously. Mm-hmm. So getting that time under your belt for your first 6K race, that's a pretty good time. He averaged a 7:21 mile, and that's pretty darn good, because that's about a 7:14:21, about a 22-minute 5K, roughly, if my math is correct. It's about a 22-minute 5K, so you add about another 5 minutes. So that's about, I think a 6K is another mile. I could be wrong. I'm not too sure. I would have known this if I actually ran here, but I thought it would be too much. But that's a different story for a different day. Winning the meet was the University of Findlay. They came home victorious, and they were followed by Ohio Northern and Ohio Christian, which rounded out the top three teams in the men's race. So for the first meet of the year, I'm pretty pleased with how all these Beavers finished. They all ran really well. The women have shown a lot of promise to me in this first meet that they are going to be contenders in the meets to come this year. The men promise as well. I mean, they're not bad times. It's the first meet of the year having actual competition. Like, you have 2 weeks of practice just running with your teammates, and yes, there's competition within that, but having a race with other runners that fuels that competition even more helps out a lot better. And I have no doubt that these fellows and these fellas are going to improve on their times and kick major butt on these trails. So that's it for the cross country team. Oh, before I move on from cross, the Beavers will kick into full distance on Saturday, September 15th, when they travel to the pre-conference meet in Shelbyville, Indiana, their first of three trips to Blue River Park. That meet is the Tiffelberg Open. There's not a time for that race on the Bluffton website, but they have a week to prepare for that, and I'm sure Coach Yachno and Coach Shadewald and Coach Redmond are going to get these girls and guys ready for that meet in 2 weeks. So good luck to these cross-country runners in preparation for that meet. So moving on from cross-country to golf, we will start on the men's side this time for the golf. The Bluffton University men's golf team kicked off their 2018 campaign at Ohio Northern. The men's golf team shot a 358 at that invitational. Carter Mumbauer from Newport, Michigan, led the Beavers with an 87, while fellow freshman Spencer Daniels from Ashland was nipping at his heels with an 88. I know we don't really know much about golf, but that's really good. Like, I know, like, having a score in the 80s, I do believe that's really good. Sophomore Dakota Pratt followed with a 91. Freshman Nick Offenberger from Lexington and sophomore Anthony Mungia both carded 92s on day one at ONU. Sophomore Michael Femiani from Willoughby used a 40 on his second nine to fashion 87 as an individual on day one. That's actually really good. They all shot really well.
Yeah.
Day two is today, so they're back at the links at the Colonial Golf Club for this Ohio Northern Invitational. So we will have more coverage on that on Wednesday for this golf team, and we'll talk to Coach Craig on how he feels this men's team did over this weekend. Moving on to the women's side of golf, they were at the MSJ, the Mount St. Joseph State Line Shootout. That was actually washed out on day one. Whether there's parts of Ohio where it was just raining cats and dogs. We saw a little bit of the rain at Bluffton during the football game, but it wasn't much.
On our way home yesterday, it was coming down a little bit. Wasn't sleeping, I could tell.
I know as I was trying to keep track of what was going on with the Buckeyes, as they were playing the other Beavers, they had like an hour and a half or so lightning delay. So around the Columbus area, and I obviously down south in MSJ with them being at Cincinnati, it must have been pretty bad. The Beavers will play 18 holes today, the technically day two of this state line shootout, with yesterday with them being rained out serving as a practice round. Good luck to these Lady Beaver golfers at the Miami Whitewater Forest Golf Club in this MSJ State Line Shootout. We'll have more coverage on this when we get the results on Wednesday. Entering our last topic in this first segment, I'm going to give it to Trent as we are going to talk men's soccer. Okay, Trent. So you guys opened your season on Friday. It was like 7 o'clock. In Muskingum, and you guys kicked off the season against Pitt Bradford. How'd that game go?
Well, as you said, we won, so you always want to start off the year with a W, and I mean, we played well as a team, so that really helped. We stayed connected, and Pitt Bradford's coach actually came up to Coach Elver after the game and said, even though we were a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, pretty much, I mean, we have two juniors on the team, but 25 out of our 27 athletes are all freshmen and sophomores. And he said it really didn't seem like we were freshmen and sophomores in that first game. We came out, we played really well, and ended up winning 2-0.
That's good.
Two beautiful goals, actually.
Yeah, you actually shut them out, 2-0.
Christian Zapata, he scored, I believe it was in the first half off of a free kick with a beautiful header.
This says he capitalized on a touch from Bishop Williamson.
Yeah, Bishop took the free kick. And from where I wasn't in the game at that time. But we all thought Bishop overhit and it was just going to go out of bounds. No one was running back post, it looked. And then Chris just came out of nowhere. Used his head, put it opposite corner, kind of on the ground. Just placed it perfectly where the keeper couldn't get it. Beautiful goal by Chris. Then in the second half, Christian Parker, so both of our Chris's scored that game, both the Christians. Actually, I had a breakaway right before that, and I had three guys on my back, and they just poked it out of bounds.
Ah.
And so it's a little upsetting. I didn't get the goal, but it doesn't matter in the end who scores, just as long as someone puts a goal in.
Yeah.
So we got the corner. I believe I passed it in to Dalton Tanner, who then crossed it in. Patrick Spillman had a header. That got deflected right to Christian Parker's feet, and he just slotted it in. And I think it bounced off a defender, but it doesn't really matter. We scored, and we played well as a team. So coming off day one, we were looking pretty good.
And that's good. I mean, it says in here that Bradford put up two more shots than you guys, 14-12. But, I mean, you guys still had two more goals than them. But you guys placed two more on the frame, 6-4. You guys faced two more corners, as both of you guys finished with 10 fouls.
One of the big things that we've really been working on is defending set pieces, whether that's a corner or a foul for a free kick, because last year we lost a lot of games just by getting scored on by free kicks or corners. So that's one thing Coach has really been pushing us to not give up. I mean, game two, we'll get to that, but we ended up getting scored on by a free kick. But for game one, I mean, we did give up a lot of corners, and we defended every single one of those very well.
That's good. So it looks like what you're practicing is working.
Uh-huh. A little bit. I mean, we're still young, so.
Hey, it's all right. Well, then you finished up your days at Muskingum yesterday with a game against Pitt Greensburg. And looking at the score, I mean, you lost 1-0. Not a bad loss, but a loss still sucks. I get it. Tell me a little bit about what happened in that game.
The game was tight all game. I mean, you could definitely tell not just our team, but the other team was also fatigued. I mean, we both had played the night before.
Right.
Not even getting 24 hours rest. I mean, we played at 7, and then the next game we played was at 1 in the afternoon. So we were at like 18 hours, I think, between games.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely took a toll on everybody. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when your next game is. It's how you're going to be mentally and physically prepared for that game. I mean, we played it really tough. I mean, yeah, we had a lot of shots that could have went in. They had a lot of shots that could have went in, but at the end of the day, we lost by 1, and that was off of a foul, I guess. It didn't look like a foul, but we can't help what the ref called.
You were telling me that you almost had a nice little shot and just hit off.
Yeah, first half, Patrick Spillman gave me a beautiful ball across the way. I mean, he dragged all the defenders over, so it was pretty much me and the goalie. I mean, I had one guy on my back, and I planted, and as soon as I planted, I knew I should have planted further ahead of the ball, and when I hit it, I was leaning too far back trying to catch up with the ball, and so mm-hmm. I kind of just shanked it way wide. So right there, I mean, I had a chance, and I couldn't put it away, but it's happened to everybody. I mean, we've had a couple other chances during the game where we just, I mean, mine wasn't a nice shot, but we've had nice shots, and either the keeper made a save or a defender was there. So, I mean, we didn't really capitalize on the chances that they gave us, so that really hurt us, and we gave them a chance late in the game with, like, 4.5 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
And they took the free kick, and our wall kind of split apart, ricocheted off them. I mean, our goalie, Connor, was in a nice position if the wall had stayed connected, but, I mean, at the end of the day, they scored, we didn't, so.
Yeah, just move on from that. Well, it looks like you guys don't have a game until this coming Friday, September 7th.
Yeah.
You'll be traveling to Wittenberg to play the Tigers. Tell me a little bit about what, have you, like, done any scouting yet on these guys, or will that be later on this week?
Usually Coach will get some film, he'll watch it, then he'll have, like, our starters play how we play, and mm-hmm. then our second strings, I guess, or like our people coming in off the bench. Yeah, we'll play like how the other team will play. If we scrimmage during the week, I mean, we have 20 some people, so we can play 11v11 and actually go at it. So he does a lot of the scouting, and then he tells us what they do, what their game plan was. And Coach said he's played them with teams that he's been involved with the last couple of years, so he knows
a little bit about. Yeah.
So that'll be a little big help, actually. And then, so we don't know right now, but I'm sure Coach will start telling us
mm-hmm.
Monday at practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just going into the game on Friday, getting us not only prepared for Wittenberg, but then our home opener on Saturday as well, because we don't have a practice in between those two games.
Yeah, so you're basically being in the thick of things, like no really rest in between your first four games. Like mm-hmm. you had back-to-backs this weekend and back-to-back this coming weekend, one at Wittenberg and one here for your home opener at Bluffton. Your home opener is, as you mentioned, is this Saturday, September 8th. That game will be at 3:30 behind the football field, and you guys are taking on Olivet. And then looking at the schedule, your next game is at home as well, Wednesday, September 12th at 3:30. You guys take on Ohio Christian. And speaking of Ohio Christian,
isn't that who the girls play?
That is who the women's soccer team played to start off their season. But we won't get to that right now. That'll be after this next break. Here is No Brainer by DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo. You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Student-driven media since 1913. We are 96.1 The Wit.